You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
You guys ever get hickeys in high school?
Never got one, never gave
well,
one.
Well, hold on a second. Well, you know, in high school, Jeremy never had a girlfriend.
Right. A girlfriend.
Talk to me about elementary school, boss.
You had a hickey in elementary school?
Yeah, fifth grade. Wow. Thanks, Dave Deacon.
Was that your teacher?
Yep.
Deacon? Mr. Deacon?
Mr. Deacon. He went straight for the jugular. My cover up too was really bad. The story went, because you know,
your mom's like, what is that?
They just are so hideous and disgusting, and I could not mock turtleneck my way out of that. It was
summer,
too high on the neck.
No, it wasn't summer because a snowball was involved in my excuse. I remember she saw it and she was like, what is that? And I was like, oh God. I was like, okay. Well, I was walking home from school and there were these boys and they were taking rocks and they were putting them in snowballs. And
that was your story.
And so I got hit with a snowball with a rock in it.
Multiple times.
It's a bruise from the rock in the snowball that hit me.
Do you think she bought it?
In June.
Seems totally legit.
No, she didn't. She looked at me and she was like, are you serious? But then she was really busy with work and she was like, whatever.
My daughter's a slut.
Yeah, fifth grade, getting the hickeys. Trust me, your kids are too. No, I'm kidding.
I used to give them to myself on my arm. I know that sounds weird, but I would lay in bed at night.
You had a lonely life.
And I would suck the side of my arm.
Would it be the top of the arm or like the fleshy
forearm.
White?
Yeah, the fleshy white forearm. And I would give them on my arm. I don't know, because at the time I had no idea what they were. So it just fascinated me. If I would suck on my arm, a big red patch would appear.
And didn't you ever see Stand By Me with the leeches? Why would you
never
be
saw
into that?
I just, you know, once you start and you see one, you're like, whoa.
You're a weird kid, weren't you?
All the way up and down the arm.
You know, if I'd known you, if we'd grown up at the same time and we'd gone to school together.
You'd beat me up or something, probably.
Probably, yeah.
Start a rumor.
Yeah. That Jeremy kid sucks his own arm.
He gives himself arm hickeys.
They're so unattractive. They're so trashy. Like, you know, sometimes you get caught up, you know, with your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whatever, and you just maybe do like even a light one. And then afterwards you're like, why did I do? Like, they're so blah.
I can honestly say I never got one in high school or anything like that. I made out. I went parking plenty of times, but I never had that happen.
You
and I
suckled?
I think if there was like the big, like I knew what she was doing, I was like, no, it's not that.
Back it in.
In the heat of the moment, you know.
Well, even in the heat of the
it could kill
do I really
you.
Want to talk about this? No, in the heat of the moment, I would have rather done other things than that.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about her?
No, I never.
She didn't want to do other things. Trust
she
me.
Went right to
women
it.
Women would much
no,
rather I, do hickeys than.
No.
Not the ladies
no,
he dates.
No, and it wasn't.
Well, Jeremy's in the back seat.
I'm not
going to
go
arm.
For this.
Wait, Jeremy was in the same car?
Yeah, I was in the back sucking my arm. But, oh, yeah, get her done.
Giving her pointers.
I'm having to turn my rearview mirror so I don't see him. God.
You're not doing it hard enough.
Chris, do you remember getting hickeys?
Oh, heck yeah.
What'd you get?
A couple weeks ago, actually.
Yeah.
On your arm?
No, you strike
me because you were Mighty Miss Mopar. You were the hot rod girl, so you probably dealt out your own fair share and received your fair share, right?
Well, I think you pretty much nailed that, Dom. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it can happen really quickly.
Along with every other guy.
No, I mean, it happens pretty fast, right? And I didn't do the snowball. I wasn't that bright to think of that. So I just wore a lot of turtlenecks.
Mm-hmm.
In high school.
I remember the story in my high school that it was the running gag was that it was a rope burn. And people would say they went out to Lake Fort Phantom. Lake Fort Phantom was where everybody would go to water ski. And they would claim that, the rope got tangled around my neck, whatever, and it gave me a rope burn right there. That's what they...
Right.
Oh, my God. You just reminded
Good
me of
story.
My scumbag high school boyfriend who came back from college with hickeys. And his excuse was that he wore, like, like chain necklaces from like Hot Topic or something, and he'd be like, "Oh, well, I pinched and it gave me this bruise. Oh,
sure,
my chain necklace pinched." How come hickey excuses are always such bogus?
Well, because there's not much that naturally will cause the look of a hickey on a neck. There's not that. They have to be stupid, horrible excuses because there's no rational, logical way of explaining that other than another person's mouth sucking on your skin.
Which, just say it, you know?
Besides, really, hold on a second.
Just say it.
If you stop and think about it, it's kind of, in high school anyway, at least a badge of honor to a certain extent.
Of course it is.
It means that I am attractive to somebody.
Right. Mm-hmm. Somebody was suckling me.
Enough so they bruise me and damage some blood vessels.
I'm not saying that's logical, but at least the argument is I am attractive to at least one person.
I can get a girl.
Is that the point of a hickey? Because, I mean, they're not pleasurable
to marking your territory.
Yes.
And is that what it is?
I remember a girl telling me that in high school, that the hickey she gave her boyfriend was to kind of stamp him to every other girl that he was taken.
It's like a scarlet letter.
Yeah.
Scarlet lips.
You know, the reason I bring all this up, if you're wondering, why the hell is Dom talking about hickeys?
No, actually, we weren't wondering.
Should I just move on?
We get it.
The reason is it's actually a tragic story. We called this Death by Hickey, but there's a 17-year-old guy in Mexico City. He was dating a 24-year-old woman, and she was the one, though, channeling her high school side because she gave him a hickey there on his neck. And unfortunately, this hickey, let this be a lesson. Those of you who are taking your kids to school right now, especially your high school kids, this hickey caused a blood clot, which traveled to the guy's brain, caused a stroke. They rushed him to the hospital. It was too late. It killed him. So they say is death by hickey. And the girl's not facing any charges because death by hickey is not a crime anywhere. But she also, at the same time, disappeared as soon as it happened, and they haven't been able to find her anywhere.
Oh, Santa Teresa.
And if you're saying,
she's cleaning fish tanks somewhere. She's on the inside of the aquarium.
Okay. This is a serious story. I can't laugh
for
right now.
Continue.
I'll have to laugh off the air. They say this is not as much of a freak occurrence as you might think, that this has happened in the past. It's happened before. So be aware.
Never heard of that.
That a hickey can kill you. Any questions?
Do it on your arm. Do it on your arm.
Now to calls. Let's take some calls now on your wackiest hickey story.
Well, we could if you want. I don't know that we'll get calls from people who want to talk about it. Unless you want to call us.
Unless you have one now.
Lame excuse that you gave.
Right. If you want to call and tell us what you told your parents or teachers or friends. Here's a Jacob out in Aurora. Hey, Jacob. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
So what excuse did you give?
I gave my mom the excuse that I fell asleep in class, and a friend of mine woke me up by popping me in the neck with a rubber band.
Oh, wow.
That's a good one.
So nice.
Pretty darn good.
That's excellent, actually. Did your mom buy it, by the way?
Oh, she bought it for years until my sister got mad at me one day, and we were older and moved out, but basically told my story, and my mom looked horrified that she had to believe that I got hit by a rubber band.
Right.
Yeah, you think, like, after the 10th time.
It's like she was living a lie. She's going to question everything after that.
Jacob, thank you for the call. I hope you have a fun day.
Yeah, you guys too.
All right, man. Thanks very much. Here's Sharon from down in the ranch. Hello, Sharon.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
So what excuse did you give?
I used the curling iron excuse.
Yes.
That I actually even would, like, burn myself with the curling iron, so it kind of blended in a lot better.
God.
So you would put the curling iron on your hickey to kind of help camouflage it.
Well, I wouldn't say I would necessarily put it on it. I would put it by it, just kind of, like, brush it real fast, because I don't know. I mean, us girls have been burned by a curling iron, and it hurts pretty bad. So
right.
I just kind of tried to make it look like that's what it was.
God, you're such a masochist. I love it. You're committing to your craft, actually. That's what that is.
Let me ask you a question.
Well, I would have gotten grounded. I didn't want to get in trouble.
Right. Do you have kids of your own now?
Yes, I do.
Are they old enough to come home with us yet?
I have a 22-year-old and a 24-year-old, so yes, they are.
Yes, right.
No, they're not.
Yeah, and I've seen it on my son before, and he's tried to play that off, but I'm no dummy.
And he can't use the curling iron story, can he? Listen, have a great day, okay?
You too.
Thanks for calling. Here's Rebecca, also from Aurora. Hi, Rebecca.
Good morning.
So what do you got for me?
Well, it wasn't me. It was my son. And he came down with a sweatshirt tied around his neck like the old preppy look.
Yeah.
And I'm like, move that. Why are you doing that? It's the summer. Well, he moves it, and he's like, oh, this. It's from paintball. We went and played paintball.
That's actually a pretty legit excuse.
That's a very believable story.
That's
I
what
think.
They look like when you get hit with those.
He was only hit once in the neck. He got missed every other time.
Unless you see teeth marks or something, I guess. You didn't buy it, though, I guess.
I didn't buy it for a second. And then we go out for his birthday breakfast with his friends, and the hostess starts saying to him, hey, is there room on your neck for one for me?
Oh!
Creepy. Creeper.
What?
Rebecca, have a great day, okay?
Thank you, too.
What is going on in the world?
Just bring me my Rudy Tootie Fresh and Fruity, ma'am.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.